It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Bimbo Jimbo. And Jimbo, you know, you and I are the biggest wrestling fans here in the Bay Area, and we have a very special guest on the line.
Yes, we do. We have the legendary WWE Hall of Famer, the Rated R Superstar, Edge.
How's it going, man?
Doing good, doing good. Although there's a guy, Lars Hendrickson from Rancid, might be a bigger fan, and he lives there, so
that's right.
Take umbrage with that.
Yeah, no, I've seen him at many wrestling shows. One time at the Cow Palace with a bunch of his buddies, and so yeah, big Rancid fan. Good knowledge in your part for the reference. But you're out here promoting your brand new movie, Interrogation, which is out now on Blu-ray and digital HD. Go ahead, tell us about the movie.
It was pretty crazy. We filmed this movie in 11 days. You know, and I play in an FBI interrogator. And what was cool about it for me is that this guy isn't just, you know, shooting guns and fight scenes and car chases and explosions. And it is that, but it's a psychological, you know, thriller in that there's this cat and mouse game and there's interrogation scenes. Like, when I first got the script, there was an 8-page interrogation scene. I was like, man, as a performer, as an actor, you want stuff like that. It's great to do the fight scenes, all of that stuff. But when you can see that too, and it's like something to sink your teeth into like that, I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, when we would film, I would do a fight scene and then go directly to an interrogation scene, which are two completely different parts of your brain that you have to use. So that's a huge challenge. And it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. It was a learning process, but it was great. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, and one of your co-stars is current WWE superstar Lana. How is it like working with her? And by chance, did she slip in her Russian accent? And also, I was wondering, was Rusev on set at all for this?
You know what? She came in. She had 5 days in between WWE shows, and she had a lot of scenes. And basically, we had to, you know, just one after the other, just get them all done. So she had a lot of prep that she had to do, you know, while she's on the road with WWE. And, just a lot of different actions that she had to do during scenes, because she was kind of the what Oracle is to Batman. You know, her character was to Lucas Nolan, you know, kind of like his brain trust. And so she's grabbing phones, she's playing the computer, she's talking to this character, she's going back to that. There's a lot of different plates to keep up in the air, and she was prepared. Man, she came in, she killed it, and then she was right back on the road.
Awesome. And so Jimbo and I were big wrestling fans, if you couldn't tell already, and also big fans of the superhero genre. And it was really awesome seeing you appear on last season of The Flash. How'd you get involved with the show, and how was that whole experience working with the crew?
That was great, man. I mean, you get to play a supervillain. And being a comic guy and actually knowing who Adam Smasher is, that was huge for me. You know, it's, if I have a bucket list, that was on there, you know, to be involved with DC, and, you know, next will be Marvel. That's, you know, so I'm getting this bucket list down. Now I'm filming Vikings. It's like, okay, yep, Viking is off the list. Got it. Okay. And it's been surreal. You know, anytime one of these things happens, and, you know, now I'm finding myself out on the sea on a Viking ship in Ireland. I'm like, what is going on here?
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Crazy.
Edge, I want to jump in with some wrestling-centric questions here. You've stated multiple times before that, you know, you were sort of mentally preparing to step away from the ring before your unfortunate injury hastened that decision for you. And I don't want you to put words in anyone's mouth, but can you sort of put yourself in the shoes of a Daniel Bryan who was not ready to step away and he was forced out by such an unfortunate injury? I mean, I can't imagine what that must be like, but you, as somebody who has gone through everything and a career-ending injury, I figured you could be able to offer some insight.
It's definitely a different beast in that, you know, I was mentally preparing myself, and I felt in a really good place in my life to be able to do that. I'd also been with WWE for 14 years, you know, and I think Brian, by the time he had to retire, was there for 4 years, 5 years maybe. So I'm sure he probably felt like he had a lot more left to do, which makes it much more difficult. For me, I did everything I set out to do and then some. There wasn't anything, there truly wasn't anything left to do. That has to make the decision that is not his choice, you know, or where he found himself much more difficult. You know, the only thing I can always say is there's more. There's so much more to life. You know, it's a cool gig. It's a great gig, but at the end of the day, it's a gig. You know, now I look at it, I got two baby girls running around, and, you know, I get to have fun and dress up like, you know, Adam Smasher or an interrogator or a Viking. But, you know, the most important thing is what happens in life. And I think that's always the thing to focus on. And even while I was there with WWE, that was really something I tried to focus on, especially near the end of my career, because I knew someday it's going to end and it could be sooner than later. So I better have my mind wrapped around that or the transition will be difficult.
Have you spoken to Daniel at all about that or offered any words of encouragement or advice or anything?
No, I'd like to think people know I'm there, but they also got to come to you on their terms, you know, yeah. And when they're ready. Usually when we talk, it's just if he was in Asheville to find a vegan place.
God help him. Oh, man.
Or we'll talk about Brett's. You know, that's truly, we've had those conversations, but never, you know, about the injuries, just because you never know how someone's dealing with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, with anyone who's had it, even with Sting, you know, with his neck, and we talked about that because he has stenosis as well, you know, so there's a certain kinship there, but you also know, you'll come to me when they want to.
Yeah, very personal.
You always float it out there. Yeah, but you float it out there to know that you're there if they need it, you know, because I know when I had to retire, Austin reached out to me, and that was great. It was huge, you know, just to have somebody to bounce that kind of stuff off of.
Definitely. You were also one of the great antagonists of your era. I mean, and you also worked a very cool character, but you're still able to get the crowd against you and really raise their ire. I feel like when I watch today, some of that is sort of slipping. Do you see it that way at all? And what advice could you offer some of the heels of wrestling today?
To me, anything I've seen is the heels wrestle just like the baby faces. And not all, obviously those are broad paint strokes, but, my goal as a heel was always to have no redeeming qualities whatsoever. So the slimier way I could win, the better. I never wanted to just win cleanly. I wanted there to be some kind of reason for me to be able to, you know, sneak out of there with the victory.
Yeah.
And thankfully, everybody was on board with that. So, you know, some things are out of your hand just because the storyline is written this way. So you have to try and make do or make, you know, lemonade out of lemons. But that to me is always the biggest thing. It's like, you know, you have a competitive match, but there's always a way to make sure that you really don't deserve what you're getting in the match. And that was always it's a tightrope. But really for me, it was, yeah, your character can be cool, but if I mean, my character was cool just because I dressed it cool, just because I had cool theme music. But he was a dick. Like, you would not want to hang out with that guy, or if you thought you would, once you sat down with him, you'd go, I want to get out of here because this is just a deplorable human being. And that was really the goal was. You know, even though some would cheer, it was to get 100% of that arena to boo.
Yeah. Now, do you see, because, I mean, you know, we've seen John Cena go through it for, you know, a lot of his career, now Roman Reigns. I mean, do you see the sort of heel babyface dynamic with the crowd? I mean, do you think that's a change that's going to last, or is this just a phase of the current wrestling fan and wrestling dynamic that we have going on?
I don't know. I think it's blurred to the point where, you know, I don't know if you'll ever have, you know, the pure... actually Daniel Bryan might've been the last one where pretty much everyone was on board with that. And now because of the internet, because there's so much more knowledge and everything now it's almost going to be a character like that, an underdog character that will be able to get everyone. You know, when you have a dude that, you know, looks like he's the Incredible Hulk and then he goes out there and beats people up, it's like, okay, well, what do I want to cheer about that? Now it's more the underdog element, and that may change. It may, but
they don't want to root for the Yankees right now, of human beings.
Yeah. I mean, truly, and then even they want to root for the Red Sox, but then when the Red Sox win it, it's like then they start booing them too.
Yeah, yes. Nice.
Well, you know, so where do you go? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Edge, hey, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. We encourage all the listeners. Go out and see your brand new movie, Interrogation, which is out now on Blu-ray and digital HD. Also follow you on Twitter at Edge Rated R. Real quick, I know we're running out of time, but a good friend of mine, AJ Kirsch, you might know him as Brosif Joe Brody.
Brosif Joe Brody.
Yes, he's in the finals of Rock the Promo, which is The Rock's contest that's been going on his YouTube channel. The finals are this Friday in Las Vegas. Any advice you can give to my buddy AJ that he can win this whole thing? Or, I mean, we're on the last episode, which is on YouTube right now.
Yeah, you know, I think it's his to lose. I think, you know, he seems like he'll be a pretty good ad-libber, and that seems to be the key, because I think those other guys, everything is fully rehearsed.
Yeah.
Just be ready to let fly off the cuff, because that's what's going to win it.
Awesome. Listen, Ed, from Jimbo and I, we want to thank you for everything you've done for the business, the industry. We appreciate just all the fun years of growing up watching you and looking forward to more great things you have in the works over the coming years. So thank you again for everything.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
See you guys.